Hi, I'm Steve Spangler. Take a moment to consider this. What do these liquids have in common? Go ahead, take a look. They're chemicals, you're right, but they're what else? They're
flammable.
They're flammable. And what does that mean to be flammable? It means
they're easy to catch on fire.
You're right. So lighter fluid, gasoline, you have cleaning fluid. What is that over here?
Hairspray.
Absolutely. And that's why I brought you to the Castlewood Fire Department, so that we can learn something about the properties of flammable liquids. And I have someone real special I'd like to have you meet. So let's go.
Okay.
Well, this is retired Captain Joe Day from the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Some people say that Joe wrote the book on flam. You better take it.
I'll take this
yes,
one.
Sir. Why are flammable liquids so dangerous? I mean, we know that they're dangerous, but why?
Well, there are a number of reasons that they're dangerous. One thing, you cannot see the vapors. When you have a container that holds a flammable liquid, and you may refer to it as fumes, but the fire department calls them vapors. When you open the container, you see nothing coming out, but it's there. The vapors are invisible, which makes them dangerous. You may not know they're even there. The vapors are very explosive. 1 gallon of gasoline has the same explosive force as 14 sticks of dynamite if the gasoline's completely vaporized. So it's dangerous from a lot of reasons, but those are two. Gasoline should be stored in a metal can with a tight fitting lid, or the best way is in a safety container like this one. It has a spring-loaded cap that if your hand is removed, it snaps shut. If you drop it, it's going to close.
If there was a flammable liquid in there, would it explode?
No, it wouldn't. As long as the top is open, the pressure that's created in a fast-burning fire is released. Now, if the top were sealed, then it could explode because of the vapor pressure that's created by the flammable liquid. But I can show that to you.
I mean, you're actually going to do it here?
I'll show them that it's actually the vapors that are burning, not the liquid. Take just a small amount. And I can ignite it. The vapors start coming up, and they mix with the air. And when you get the right mixture, you have a fire. You can see that above the liquid, the flame is above the liquid, so it's the vapors that are burning. Let me show you the vapor tube. By placing just a small amount of the gasoline on this rag, the vapors will flow down to the bottom of the tube, and then by holding the ignition, it should flash back to this area. Now, if someone were cleaning something with gasoline and the vapors get away from them, they instantly flash back. Your clothes could be saturated with the vapor and your clothes could catch fire. Nicole, what would you do if your clothes caught on fire?
Stop, drop, and roll.
Good. Stop, drop, and roll. You roll over and over and over so it will smother the fire.
Well, we'd like to thank Joe Day from the fire department. Thank you very much for the demonstrations. They were super.
You're welcome.
And remember, with flammable liquids, what's the invisible part that we need to be careful
vapor.
Of? The vapors, you're right, and we always need to store them in the proper containers. Remember, we don't do anything like this at home. We'll save it for our experiments here with News for Kids. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Good job. That's super.